This is the Tiger 102.75.
The Land Transport Department's plans to impose a much tougher penalty on driving licence-related offenders has hit a major snag. Opposition from the PM Prayut Chan-o-Char. He said yesterday, "I disagree with the plan." Emerging from a cabinet meeting, Prayut said the department had not been given the green light yet, adding that further discussions were necessary to determine if the plan could go through. The plans discussed yesterday include the penalty for those driving without a licence, for example, would jump from a maximum fine of 1,000 baht or up to a month in jail to 50,000 baht and up to 3 months in jail. Statistics show that 60% of motorcyclists drive without a licence and most road accidents in Thailand involve motorcycles. Unpredictable and extreme rainfall patterns caused by climate change make the management of water in reservoirs very challenging. At a seminar on water management held yesterday at the Engineering Institute of Thailand, experts admitted that it was getting tough to manage water following traditional methods. They put this down to the changing pattern of rain and the lack of accurate precipitation data. A senior irrigation engineer and consultant for Engineering Institute Committee said changing weather patterns had made it more difficult to manage dams, meet the demands for water and water-related disasters. The meeting heard that current dam management was based on 30-year-old hydrological data, but with more extreme weather recently, the tool is no longer efficient. And Krabi police have seized more than 100,000 methamphetamine pills and a Mercedes-Benz car. The total items seized are valued at more than 20 million baht. Krabi police this week arrested three suspects, a 34, 30 and 39-year-old. Police seized 120,317 methamphetamine pills and nearly a kilogram of crystal methamphetamine, as well as a Mercedes-Benz, a Honda car and a motorbike. They've all been charged with illegal possession of Category 1 drugs with intent to sell. Police say they've admitted to the charges. Politicians yesterday are giving a cautious welcome to the junta's easing of political restrictions that have been in place since the 2014 coup. But they say more had to be done to allow political parties to better prepare for the general election. PM Prayut Chan-o-Char said yesterday that the ban on political activities would be partially relaxed from next month by invoking his absolute power under Article 44 of the Interim Constitution. In effect, the leader assured that the roadmap to democracy would go ahead as promised. Prayut said yesterday that the earliest date possible is February the 24th and it can be held on any Sunday as recommended by the Election Commission. He said the government has no intention to delay the election any further. Surat Thani police are to summons the 19-year-old British girl who was reportedly drugged, raped and robbed in Koh Tao and her British male friend for questioning to verify reports made in the media in recent weeks. But in a telephone interview with a Thai TV station, the mother of the alleged victim said from England, "I'm not letting my daughter go back." But police say the case being concluded depends on the cooperation of the person concerned. Please understand the duties of interrogators and the impact on residents on Koh Tao and Koh Phangan. This from the deputy commander of the Surat Thani police. Police say they were drafting the summons for the woman and her male friend, 20-year-old Martin Malaki, for the interrogation. The media are reporting that the man with her on Koh Tao met police to file the rape complaint without the girl being present. And the Deputy Agriculture and Cooperatives Minister has thrown his support behind a total ban on three hazardous herbicides, paraquat, glyphosate and chlorpyrifos. Mr. Wiewat, also a renowned farm scholar who has championed a shift away from conventional farming towards more sustainable production, reiterated yesterday his firm stance against the use of the three farm chemicals, say they must be banned totally and immediately. He says that toxic farm chemicals have become a serious national threat to public health and the environment, particularly paraquat, the popular weed killer better known under its trade name gramoxone. Banned in several dozen countries for being a health hazard, these farm chemicals remain popular in Thailand as they make life easier for farmers who need to harvest their crops.